Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I got some feedback for you. I just spent the last hour and a half sitting through a webinar where the presenters in the webinar were talking about multifamily properties that are available for purchase. And what they were doing was they were showcasing these properties as opportunities for our members to buy. Now, some of these properties are listed by our Lifestyles Unlimited Realty team. Others aren't. But it doesn't matter because in our community, we are focused on getting the right information into the hands of our members. Yeah, I mean, that's really the bottom line of what we do. So what I'm going to do for you today is I'm going to give you some information that I think you need to machinate on over the weekend. And what we're going to talk about today is something called rates of return. I know this sounds like it's going to be accounting class 101 and the professor's going to get up there and drone on for four straight hours. You remember accounting classes. I mean, that was kind of what I remember from accounting classes outside of the debits and credits and all that sort of stuff. But we're not going to do accounting 101. What we're going to do is talk about opportunity. See, the properties that were presented on this webinar were opportunities for somebody like me or another Lifestyles Unlimited member to change their current situation in life financially. See, one of the things that we learn as members of Lifestyles Unlimited is that what we had been doing for retirement, well, it's just not working. It really isn't. You know, I was looking at a website the other day. It was talking about the new military retirement system. See, what the military has finally done, I mean, after, you know, 40 years after corporate America figured this out, the military finally figured this out. They realized that the cost of paying pensions was pretty expensive. And when you look at the impacts that personnel costs have on the military budget, well, it's significant. You have to pay all those soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, not to mention the Coast Guard guys and the Space Force folks. And in the old days, we received pensions when we hit certain milestones in our careers and qualified for a pension. And we use those pensions to help retire ourselves. Now, pensions, I mean, they're nice. Don't get me wrong. I get two of them. Pensions are nice. I mean, it is cash flow coming in on a monthly basis. Cash flow that I don't have to work for anymore because I put in my time. And trust me, I put in a lot of time. But what I want you to think about is where you think you will be when you get to retirement. Now, a lot of you think, man, retirement, okay, that's age 65. I'm age 40, so that's like 25 years away. Well, I'm here to tell you retirement can actually be 5 years away. You could be 45 years of age and be retired. And retirement doesn't mean you have to move into an old age home and live off of whatever monies you've accumulated and dwindle those monies down, because that's what the conventional retirement system looks like. Retirement to us is a number. Retirement to us means when we have enough passive income coming in from the investments we have made, and those investments are meeting or exceeding our expenses of living, we've effectively achieved retirement. And at that very moment, we also get something called control. And what I'm talking about is control over your life. That control you gave up when you decided to follow society's plan, which was go to school, get good grades, go to college, get good grades, get into the workforce, work, try and save up money, maybe in a 401k, or maybe you've got an IRA, or maybe you do something else. Get to a point in time, maybe around age 65, maybe around age 60, maybe around age 70, it's different for everybody, and stop working. And then live off all of that money that you've accumulated. And while you're living off of that money is depleting. See, when you gain control of your life, you're calling the shots again. And that's probably something you haven't done in a very long time. See, I think it's very important that you regain control of your life, that you make decisions based on what is important to you. If you love to work, hey man, go for it. I'm okay with that. I work. I do this radio show. And I do it because I have a passion for it. I want to help you understand that there is a different path to retirement than the one that you're on. And on today's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you about some of these opportunities that were presented to me. Now, I'm not trying to sell you real estate. What I want you to understand is that by correctly investing in real estate assets, those assets have the potential to change your life when you do it correctly. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, that's what we do. We are a real estate investor education and mentoring company. And we will help you get to a place of retirement in around 5 years. Think it's not possible? Well, stick around because I'm going to share with you possibilities. We'll be back right after this.
Dale Walmsley talks about positive cash flow, tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise, tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about rates of return, or really what we're talking about is opportunity. Because what you're doing now to get yourself and your family to a place of retirement, it's either working or it's not working. And the research that we've done indicates that, and I hate to tell you this, it's really not working. What you're doing is actually futile. You know, I was looking at I was talking about the military retirement system and the fact that, and I think I got off track on it, so let me get back to that. The military retirement system went from a pension to something called a TSP, a thrift savings plan. And I think the military did it for a couple of reasons. Number one, at least it gives somebody who serves an opportunity to accumulate money. And once they've served a certain number of years, the military is actually interested in contributing to that thrift savings plan. Now, a thrift savings plan is similar to your 401k. It really is. As a matter of fact, if you leave the military, you can transfer your thrift savings plan into a 401k. Yeah, you can. Now, there are ways to get money out of your TSP, and we have vendors as a part of our vendor program that can help you do that if you want to get that money out and actually start investing it in something other than a 401k. But the government thinks that they need to control your money. See, your money is your money. But when it goes into that TSP or that 401k, there are restrictions on you taking it out. As a matter of fact, they want to charge you penalties. Yeah, it is what it is. But my point is this with regards to the military retirement system. It is more economically advantageous to the military to offer this new retirement system because it puts the monkey on the back of the service member as opposed to the Department of Defense. That's Al's opinion, but I think it's a pretty solid opinion. Now, having said all of that, the website I was looking at was talking about how this new retirement program could actually help a service member accumulate several hundred thousand dollars in a thrift savings plan, and that they could take that several hundred thousand dollars and they could migrate it. You know, if they, let's say 18-year-old service member serves for 20 years and they get this several hundred thousand dollars. Now at the age of 38, they separate from the military. And like most service members that separate from the military at the age of 38 or doing 20 years of service, they have a tendency to start a second career. And the reason they do that is because in the old days, the pension didn't really replace what you were earning. The pension only pays a portion of what you were earning on active duty. And you need to go back to work to sustain yourself unless you figured out another way to provide income streams for you and your family. So most service members who separate tend to deal with the battle of getting into the workforce. And it's a little bit more difficult because they're older, they're more mature. So the civilian workforce is actually interested in bringing these people on board because when you get somebody out of the military, you get a certain skill set that just isn't created within the civilian workforce. But they also don't necessarily pay you what that skill set is worth. They'll bring you in at entry-level wages. And they know that you're potentially getting a pension. And that's going to help balance out the amount of money you need to live off of. But let's get back to that TSP thing. Maybe it gives you, let's pick a number. Let's go big. I mean, the article I read said you'd have a couple hundred thousand dollars. Let's say it's $400,000. Let's say you've contributed to that TSP. The government has done their whatever their five times match whenever you meet the qualifications to get that five times match. And you separate from the service, you're, say, let's say age 40, and you've got $400,000, and you decide to retire and live off of that money. Well, if it costs you $40,000 a year to cover your bills, that money's going to be gone by the time you turn age 50, and then what? Yeah, because you're depleting it down, which is part of the reason people tend to go back to work, because they want to keep trying to build that money up. So let's say you do go back to work and you convert that TSP to a 401k. And let's say you hit the age of 60 and it's time to retire. And maybe you've got $1.2 million saved up in that 401k and you decide to retire. Well, maybe your cost of living is a little more expensive now because we're going forward in time. So the cost of goods and services tends to go up over time. So let's just say it costs you $60,000 a year to live. And we're not taking into account any, you know, unforeseen medical bills or things like that. That money's going to last you for 20 years. So you're potentially going to be okay as long as you don't live past the age of 80. But what happens if you live to the age of 85 and you depleted your money 5 years ago? And now, I mean, your body's in a state where going to work is not a favorable thing. It is not something that you probably want to do. Yet there are people in that age bracket, if they're healthy enough, who find themselves in a situation where they can't live off of Social Security. I mean, think about it. And here's the other thing. You dwindled that money down. You lived off of it. And let's say you've got children that you absolutely love. What are you going to leave behind for them? I don't know. You got to think about that. You got to figure out what's important to you. Now, I'll tell you this. You can get yourself to a place of retirement in the next 5 years by investing correctly in real estate. And by doing so, you change the trajectory of your life. You decide if you go back to work. And if you go back to work, like I have, you decide what you do with that money. See, I take the money and I put it back to work for me, buying more assets, because I'm building my portfolio up. I'm buying more and more assets that are creating more cash flow for me, that's creating the opportunity for the properties to appreciate. I don't bank on the appreciation, but the potential's there. And if you look at what the market's been doing in the real estate sector, it's actually a pretty white hot market. Stick around. I'm going to actually get into those opportunities that I mentioned to you earlier in the show.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're gonna talk about opportunity, and I'm going to come at it from a different perspective. You know, a lot of times I talk about cash flow, because cash flow is really king. It really is. When you have assets that are producing income streams for you on a monthly or quarterly basis, you can use that money for anything you want. You can use it to pay your household bills. You can set it aside to buy more assets. You can take your spouse out on a beautiful romantic dinner date, or maybe take her away for a weekend. I mean, the possibilities are pretty unlimited. And I guarantee if you got into a room with a dozen Lifestyles Unlimited members and you got on this topic of what do you use your cash flow for, you get a dozen different responses, because everybody treats it a little bit differently. But you normally get the response that they're paying all their bills with it, and the additional cash flow over and above what it costs them to live, they're having fun with it, or they're investing it, or they're doing both. It's really a good situation to be in. And what you're doing for investing right now probably isn't paying you cash flow. Now, you might be, you know, shoving money into your 401k, and that 401k is taking your money and investing it in whatever stock funds or mutual funds, or however you've got that thing set up. You know, whether you have a high risk tolerance or a low risk tolerance, that money's getting injected into the stock market. And of course, the financial services industry is making a lot of money off of you, because every time a stock or bond or whatever they sell you is transacted, there's a fee associated with that. And you've been taught that if you can eke along between a 7-8% return on your portfolio, or maybe even a 10% return. You're beating inflation. And technically you are. But not by a lot. Not by a lot at all. So I'm going to actually talk about something else other than cash flow. I'm going to talk about the opportunity to create great returns on your investments. See, the webinar I was just on was presenting different investment opportunities to Lifestyles Unlimited members that are part of the what we call the Preferred Investor Group. This is a specialized membership that is primarily focused on investing in multifamily. And one of the reasons Lifestyles Unlimited members elect to become a part of that membership level is because they understand that the difference between single-family investments and multifamily investments has to do with how they're treated, how they're valued. In other words, single-family, which includes duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, by the way, those are valued based on what comparable sales in the marketplace have sold for. Absolutely the same as the home you live in, assuming you own your home. Yeah, I mean, you go onto the internet, you go to, you know, Zillow, or you go to Trulia, whatever all these different sites are out there that give you an idea of what real estate values are, and you look at your principal residence and you go, oh, this is good. My principal residence has gone up 5% over last year. That's actually not bad. Well, investment real estate that is classified as single family type investments does the exact same thing. See, those websites you're looking at, they're actually scouring all these different data sources, and they're kind of doing their version of a market analysis for you. And that's how they come up with an estimation of what your home might be worth. I mean, I do the same thing with my single family properties that I own. I take a look and see what the market's doing. Actually, we've got a little bit more of a sophisticated software system that's available to Lifestyles Unlimited members called Quest that does that for me. And the key thing there is that values are determined based on what comparable properties have sold for. In multifamily, completely different animal. Completely different animal. Now, multifamily is defined as 5 units or more. So those duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, even though you have multiple people, multiple families living in those assets, they're lumped in with single family. But when you get to true multifamily, and you only have to get to 5 units or more, those properties are evaluated as businesses. That's right, as businesses. They use a formula called net operating income divided by capitalization rate determines value. And just to give you a real quick math lesson on what that looks like. You take all the income streams that that property provides, and usually the biggest one is rents, but maybe you get laundry income. Maybe you get income from dedicated parking spaces. Maybe you get income from providing a porter service. Maybe you get income from a myriad of other ways. I mean, there's actually 28 different ways that we teach you with regards to how you can generate additional income streams for your properties that have nothing to do with raising rents. So you take all those income streams and then you subtract the costs called expenses. But your mortgage does not go in there. Mortgage is treated differently. So you take the income, you subtract the expenses, and that leaves you with net operating income. And when you take that net operating income and you divide it by a capitalization rate that is set by the financial world, I don't set it, Lifestyles Unlimited doesn't set it, it's an agreed upon expected return that a investment should provide you based on what rates of returns are in the general marketplace. Yeah, I know it's complicated. But that cap rate, when you take the net operating income, you divide it by the cap rate, determines the fair market value of your property. And when you make adjustments to income, you increase that income. And you control expenses. We would like to see you reduce expenses as appropriate. But don't be cheap. You're going to affect the net operating income. And if you can increase the income streams by like 10%, say 10%, and you control those expenses, you're going to see significant increases, not only in your cash flow, but also in the value of the property. And then when you learn how to correctly refinance those properties, you can pull those earned revenues out tax-free. And then you can turn around and reinvest all of that money into another asset and do the same thing. That's how the majority of our members become very wealthy, just by following the map that we provide. We come back from the break. Okay, I'll get to the numbers, I promise.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, I know you've been waiting for me to get to the numbers, so let's get into it. So on the webinar I was on, there were 5 properties that were presented. There's actually a lot more than 5 properties, but we got into detail on 5 different properties. And they ranged in size everywhere from 8 units up to 124 units. And what I want to convey to you is what some of these properties have the potential to do when purchased correctly and rehabbed correctly and put back into service correctly and operated correctly. Because when you do things correctly with real estate gives you some fantastic returns on your investment that will blow the doors off that 7 to 10% your financial planner is telling you that you should be earning. Oh, by the way, with those 401ks and stuff, the reason why that dollar amount keeps growing is because you keep injecting money into it. And maybe your employer is too. So it just seems to be bigger and bigger and bigger. I get that. But let me tell you what an 8-unit property in the greater Phoenix area has the potential to do for you. And I'm just talking about a small 8-unit multifamily property. This is a property that you can actually pick up for about $870,000. Now, you're not going to pay all cash because what we understand, well, what you will understand too when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, is that we put the proper amount of leverage on our properties. We don't use all of our cash. And the reason we don't do that is, well, there's 2 reasons that come to mind real quick. Number one, the lender, they don't participate in the equity growth of the property. So when you're able to increase the value of that property, the lender doesn't get any of that. That's yours. The other reason we do it is that we find that, and this is math, your returns are that much better when you're properly leveraged, because you're using other people's money to finance the deal, and that money doesn't participate in those returns. Now, you use the returns to pay the mortgage, but as you grow the value of that property, that growth is yours. So this little 8-unit property is on the market for, I don't know, it's about 850 or something like that, or 870 or whatever I wrote down. Because again, I'm not trying to sell you real estate. I just want you to understand that you could buy something like that. And this particular property is actually in a great part of the country that's growing very well economically. I mean, the greater Phoenix market is like number three in the nation right now for economic growth. Phoenix has been growing ever since I was young. I remember when Phoenix was kind of a small town. It's a very big, big city now. And it attracts all kinds of businesses, all kinds of industry, all kinds of people that move there for economic reasons, jobs, other things like that. We have a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members that live on the West Coast. They like the Phoenix market because it gives them far better returns on their investment than anything they could do in the West Coast. And I'm not going to get into the reasons, the why. It's just the way it is. So let's say you bought this property for $870,000, because that's what I wrote down. And you put 30% down on this property. You follow me? So really, you're coming into the deal with about $261,000, plus whatever closing costs. Let's just say the closing costs are crazy large. And let's say you're coming in with $300,000. And you buy this property. You do the appropriate renovations on the property. You market the property. You find great residents for the property because you've created a very nice place for people to live. Trust me, the property is going to help sell itself. So you get great residents living in that property. You start pushing rents up because you're creating demand for those units. And I happen to know on this particular property, the rents are kind of low because the property is not so nice. I mean, it looks okay on the outside. The inside is kind of bleh. So it needs a facelift. And you provide that facelift. So you've got $300,000 sitting in that property. You put $300,000 of your hard-earned money in there. And in 3 years, based on the projections that I looked at, and we're not talking about cash flow. We're not even talking about the spendable money that you earn on a monthly basis by operating this property. The projections for this property, by getting it to the appropriate market rents and operating the property correctly and increasing rents as appropriate based on market conditions, that property in a 3-year period of time has the potential to return $250,000 in increased value. Yeah, you heard me correctly. So if you took $250,000 and you divided it by the $300,000 that you put into the deal, you're getting an 83% return on your money in 3 years. And if you decide to refinance that property, you could essentially pull almost all of the money that you put into that deal out of that deal. And then in 3 years' time, you can go find another deal and do the same thing. Now, some of you are thinking, well, okay, it's 83% return, but you said that was over 3 years. Yes, I did. Don't you have to annualize that stuff? Okay, let's annualize it. You're still getting a 28% return. It's actually 27.77777%. 28% return on your money. And that's just on the fact that you're able to force appreciation on this particular asset. And again, I didn't get into the nitty-gritty of the cash flow streams that are coming in. And this is the power of multifamily. This is what multifamily can do for you. Want to go bigger? Okay. Let's take a look at a property that was presented to us. It's in the greater Houston market, a market you might be more familiar with. And this was about 124-unit property. It's on the market for a little over $8 million. And based on the projections that we looked at, you could go into this property for $2.4 million. And by operating this property correctly, this property has the ability in about a 3-year period of time. Now, this is a slightly different kind of property because this property is actually in pretty good shape right now. It's what we call a yield play. That first one was more of a value play. We teach you all this stuff when you become a member. This property has the ability to go up in value by almost $1 million at the end of 3 years. It's actually $850,000. So you're increasing your net worth by $850,000 just by owning and operating that property. Now, some of you are nervous. You're thinking, man, $2.4 million, I don't got that. Well, maybe you don't today. But I'll tell you this. If you start today to learn a different path to retirement than the one you're doing right now, that, by the way, doesn't involve a 40-hour work week. It really doesn't. What you're going to find is that maybe you've been lied to. I know that sounds pretty harsh. But where do you want to be in 5 years or 10 years or 15 years? We've got members of Lifestyles Unlimited that have been members for 10 years. And I know a lot of these people.
And I've been a member for the last 3.5 years. So these people that at the 10-year mark, they were at about the 6.5-year mark when I became a member. They were all very wealthy when I became a member. They are much more wealthy now, today, than they were 3.5 years ago. Because what you're going to find is that you can keep reinvesting and reinvesting and building your assets up to where you don't even have to worry about things like Social Security or 401k or any of that stuff. So if you want to find out how to do it, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a great weekend.
The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.